I'm a fire him. I'm gonna fire him. Would you give me Joe Walsh before I climb through this microphone and slap you clean into tomorrow? Give me that Joe Walsh soundbite. I'm gonna kill him, Romy. I'm gonna kill him. Would you?
I'll hold him down.
This is a Barry. Hey, forever and a day and all eternity, Rosie on the House is a Barry Manilow free zone. There will be no Barry Manilow.
Ugh. Hard to keep going on a Saturday.
Yeah, you're talking.
I'm still not Joe Walsh.
That's all right. Well, that's all right. Welcome back to Rosie on the House with a little CCR. That's what it's all about. Trying to put a smile on your face. A skip in your step, a sparkle in your eye. Welcome to Rosie on the House, where we're talking light bulbs today. Before we get back to light bulbs, we were talking, and this is just going to be real quick. I see Pete and I see Sarah. We're going to get to y'all's calls right now. But one thing I want to talk to y'all just a little bit about is for years, and we're celebrating our 25th year on air. For years, we had people in the Casa Grande, Coolidge, Florence area, Eloy, calling us and saying, Rosie, your contractors on your referral network won't come down to our area. And then when we opened the referral network in Tucson, they would call back and they say, well, the ones in Phoenix won't come down and the one in Tucson won't come up. What are you going to do to help us in the Pima County area, Pinal County area? So, well, you know, we'll just keep working on it. Well, we have opened up a referral network for that area specifically. It includes Action Termite, All About Water, Brutinel Electric, Brutinel Plumbing, Cooper Painting, CYC Landscaping, Desert Sun Heating and Cooling, Lions Roofing, Pittsburgh Paints, and Presidential Pools. So for those of you listeners in Pinal County who have always been aggravated at us for not providing you with Rosie Certified Screened Contractors, just know this, it's now there. Log on to rosieonthehouse.com, where it asks you to pick the area you are from. Simply pick the Casa Grande area, and we have contractors now serving that entire area.
All right, let's go back to Sarah and see if she's ready for us this morning on the ever controversial CFLs. Sarah, good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I just had a fast question. I wanted to know what the proper way is to dispose of or recycle these CFL lights that I agree with Rosie that keep burning out every 2 months, and I have a stash of them now.
Let's talk a little bit, Alan, about why they don't last as long as they should, what they don't tell you when you buy a CFL. If you want it to last that long, the first thing you can't do
is shut it off.
Is shut it off. You have to leave it on 24 hours a day.
24/7.
Every time you turn it on and off,
right,
you're killing it.
The rule of thumb that we try and tell people is, if you're going to be out of the room for more than an hour, shut it off. If you're only going to be, if it's in and out, whatever, it's not your grandmother type, shut the light off when you come out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Crack you in the knuckles. CFLs cannot handle turning on, turning off. They can't handle the dimming portion of it as well.
Even though they make them dimmable.
Even though they make them dimmable, they really can't take that.
They can't hang upside down.
No, because here again, you know, the ballast is in the back of the bulb on most of these. So that if it's upside down, all you're doing is heating up that ballast. Even if it's electronic, the older ones that were magnetics, you know, then it was oil. So, you know, it had a problem, but.
There's some of the reasons they don't last as long. Now, like Sarah, who's got a cardboard, you know, one of these banker box out in the garage filled with these CFLs, what do you do with them?
Well, we recycle them. You could bring them into our store, and we will take them off your hands. We'll give you a 50-cent per bulb credit towards a new one if you want. They used to, and I hope they still do. Most of the big box stores do recycle them, and almost most of all the other lighting stores in town will take them back and recycle them. We ship them back. I ship them back to Minnesota where they crush them down and recycle them.
Wow.
You know, we have to pay for it, but, you know, here again, it's a service. We get rid of them. We ship them back.
Okay, so Sarah's in Glendale. Might be a little far for her. Might not be. But for those in the Scottsdale area, Statewide Lighting does take them.
At 8920 East San Victor Drive, which is kind of 101 in Shea.
There you go.
Just south of that.
And the phone number?
480-391-0452.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had our newsletter goes out on Thursdays and obviously talks about the topic of the Saturday coming up with. And I think somebody got a little confused. The mercury is what, you know, everyone mm-hmm. was so worried about with CFLs and everything. And he asks, is there a mercury-free LED? He's crossing those two, right?
Well, yeah, there is no mercury in an LED. That's the good part about it, about an LED. There is no mercury. There is no UV light either in a LED, so you don't have that part.
So you're not having material or texture or substance fading.
Correct.
Sunburning your couches or your carpet or anything
else.
Like
an incandescent bulb.
Okay.
And there is no
ion. You just said something that scared me. Mm-hmm. Halogen's incandescent. Mm-hmm. It's got UV?
A lot of them, unless you actually get a UV.
That's what we have lighting up all our artwork at the house. Mm-hmm.
And 90% now 90% of the museums in the country use halogen too.
Really?
But you kind of want to check and see what the UV rating is on the bulb to see if it's high or if they have if it's got a lens on it, it may be UV, you know, it may cut back on the UV rating. The halogen is nowhere near that of just a regular old par bulb, so to speak.
Okay.
You know, so the MR16s and stuff, they have UV deflectors in them so that you don't
see. There's more initials than MR.
Yeah. I know.
Wow, there's a lot to know.
Yeah. Sounds like we're in the army. You know?
All right. So, well, Pete's called in and we're talking about burning out light bulbs. His are every 6 weeks. Man, that's got to be a lot of fun keeping up with that. Pete, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you very much for your show. It's really helped our family out quite a bit.
Thank you.
We have a bank of 6 can lights in our kitchen. And currently we have BR40s in there. And,
two more at BR, initials all over the place.
And, you know, we moved in back in 07, and right next to that bank, there's a little evidence of water damage in the drywall. You know, the paint's peeled back a little bit in a pretty small area, I'd say 6 inches to 8 inches. But anyway, it's like every 6 weeks to 8 weeks, we have to replace one of those. So, which is very accelerated compared to the rest of the house, because we've had light bulbs in there. We've had can lights in there that since 07 that we haven't had to replace yet. So,
okay. All right. So we've got a couple ideas for you, Pete. Alan?
Okay.
Well, I don't know what the water spot has to do with any of it, but the BR40 bulb that you're talking about is, here again, a hot bulb. So it's going to be burning out a lot quicker than you. You know, here again, you're looking at 2,000 hours as the rating, but that's in an ideal situation in a lab at 78 degrees and, you know, the whole thing. And it's facing up. And, you know, so if you're getting 6-8 weeks out of them, you're getting probably the life of them as they are designed and as you are using them. The other thing that we think you could check is you want to check your voltage at the very first bulb. The first can, it's on the string to the very last, and see if there's any difference. See if you're getting 120 volts, 118, whatever. See if the variance in it, you know, is it too great.
A drop in voltage.
A drop in voltage similar to a dimmer will burn out bulbs a little quicker than the norm.
Basically makes the bulb work harder because you're not pumping it with enough fuel.
Because you're not getting the gas in those bulbs hot enough. They are designed to burn at a certain temperature. If you don't burn them at that temperature, when you dim them, or if you don't have enough voltage in them, that gas isn't going to get hot enough, and it's going to burn that carbon out a lot quicker.
There you go. Well, Pete, I hope that helps. Do a voltage check on the circuit. That would be the number one reason bulbs are only lasting that short a time. If, in fact, you get that voltage check and it's consistent and you're consistently right in that 114, 15, 16, 18, 120, right in that range, and you're still burning bulbs up, then get back in touch with us. We'll continue trying to do a failure analysis for you.
Might just be time for a skylight then.
Yeah.
Skylights don't work at night.
Oh.
And I think that's what Rick wants to talk about.
Okay. Try and bring Rick in before the next break. Good morning, sir. He's about 18 seconds behind. We got Statewide Lighting in studio with us, Alan Childers. He's 25 years in business. And again, the address and number?
We are 8920 East San Victor Drive in Scottsdale. It's just south of Shea Boulevard off the 101. We've been there 25. We've been in business 44. So we've been around. Phone number 480-391-0452.
Weekend hours?
Saturdays 10 to 4. We are closed on Sunday.
Find you on the internet where?
Statewidelighting.com.
And there's a map there.
There's a map showing you how to get there.
Because San Victor's kind of tricky. You just got to...
Yeah, it's a little here, a little there.
A great showroom. We'll be right back, y'all.